This is your morning team show. This is WSGW. Dave and Pat and Jeremy, you are all together at 6:43. That should wake you up a little bit if you're not woken up already on the morning team show. Van Halen this morning. Mercy indeed. And the cover version of Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman, which I always thought was pretty well done for a rockin' version, but they held pretty true to the original version. David Lee Roth leading, of course, Van Halen. Got some music stories to pass along on your morning team show with Dave and Pat and Charlie at this time on 100.5 on 790 through Siri and Alexa through... Well, through WSW.com, if you're listening that way, through the audio streaming made possible through Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Remember, we talked about it last October when he announced he'd be retiring. David Lee Roth, who had planned to do some shows this month at the House of Blues in Las Vegas, but you hear he's officially canceled all those shows, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Says COVID is the reason.
Yeah.
This week and I think next week and even into February when the last shows of the 67-year-old's career were supposed to take place. But he says that, nope, I'm done. There is one caveat. This story says he has confirmed the shows are canceled, but he's hinted that the world has not seen the last of them. Apparently David Lee Roth says, Las Vegas is COVID canceled, but if you have a Central Park benefit for New York hospital workers, call me. So
okay.
depending on what the concert could be. So,
all right.
Yeah. He also said that he has been rocked, even though it's been a couple of years now, about the passing of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Where he said that it really helped him come to grips with how short time is. And he says, my time is probably even shorter. He said he thought he'd be the first of the original Van Halen to go. But anyway.
He always seemed like he was in good shape and everything. You know, he David Lee Roth. He just did.
Well, yeah. I think just because, again, he was one of those stage presence.
Yes,
that's,
absolutely.
He gyrated and moved and had so much energy.
Kind of like a Mick Jagger in a
way. Yeah, really.
Right.
I mean, their stage personas were certainly front and center for the groups that they were lead singing and leaders of.
Yeah. Just sounds like he would like to, you know, live in a little paradise in retirement.
That's the word, he says. We'll find out. That was very nice.
Thank
by
you.
The
well,
way.
It was just like living in paradise, that's, right? That's a, is that a solo song from David
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was. Because,
you know, he did somewhat, you know, like sometimes I mix what he did solo and what he did with Van Halen. So that's that news. There is other news that's making news, and maybe you've heard this. And I know we talked about this last year when it happened. Or was at least speculated anyway. But now it's occurred that the extensive music catalog of David Bowie has been sold.
Oh, it has been sold.
Mm-hmm. Has been sold.
All right. What's that?
Just like so many other people have sold their libraries. Sold to Warner Chappell Music. And it says here in this story, financial details were not released. I thought I heard something like $400 million. Maybe I'm mixing up something, but last year, now this is where I think we had mention of it, the Warner Music Group reached a deal with his estate that gave Warner Music licensing worldwide rights to his recorded music catalog from 1968, further advancing the thought that the entire catalog would eventually be sold, and so it has. Not bad for a guy who passed away. Gosh, you know, it's now... It says here 2016.
Yeah, it was 2016, right.
5 years or 6 years ago now? Really?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Hanging on six, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's right. It was January of 2016.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that.
Wow.
That was the year when we lost a lot of big-time musical artists in 2016. Prince was one of them, too.
Oh, that was, April, I think it was. Yes, yes.
There were a few. Tom Petty, I think, as well. There were many.
Well, a lot of artists are selling and... Now David Bowie, even though he's not been around for 6 years, his estate lives on, shall we say.
And how much was it for again?
Well, again, the story doesn't say, but I thought I heard something like $400 million.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. I'm seeing hundreds of millions, so right. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
At some point.
300, 400, whatever. Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
At some point. At some point.
Doesn't really matter.
You probably remember this, and maybe you've heard, because I remember this was making news from yesterday, but we originally talked about it.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
Yeah. Which, to me, I don't know how it got this far in the first place, into a court system. The lawsuit against Nirvana. And the band's Nevermind album cover, which featured the naked baby.
Holding the $1 bill underwater.
Yep. Because it was the guy who was the baby who said that over the years he has had severe harm, including physical, emotional, reputational, and financial harm being done to him because of that cover. And so he was suing Nirvana.
And?
Of course, this has been pointed out for a number of decades. He had been selling autographed copies of the cover and actually reenacting the photo. That's how much harm was being done. Yeah, it's been dismissed.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Although, it says here, it was dismissed. Let me make sure I get this right. Dismissed, but the door was left open because there was a motion to dismiss after the attorneys for the guy did not file an opposition to the deadline to dismiss by December 30th. But he has had a chance until January 27th to file an amended complaint if he wants.
Yeah. So this could go on a little bit longer.
Could. Whether or not it's going to happen, I don't know. I thought the writing was on the walls.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But
yeah.
That's the system we have in this country. These kinds of things advance.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually.
Sure said something at the time. Yesterday or the day before, you played a song. I thought, boy, that sounds similar to Bobby Gentry and Ode to Billy Joe. There were some similarities in the song that you played.
Really?
It sounded very similar
to
me.
Talking about the Vicki Lawrence one?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it was a good story. Yes, a story song. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And it had even some of the pacing in it and some of the wording and everything. I thought, that sure sounds familiar.
Yes. Well, you get some of those great story songs, especially in the 60s and 70s, that have taken place and people remember. Music. It triggers so many memories and things, and in this case, for Nirvana.
Right.
Hopefully something they can put behind them and can continue. We'll find out. And if there's more, we'll let you know, but I can't believe that there's more. The guy's, by the way, 30 years old now.
Yeah, I think he's.
Yeah, I think, right. I think, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't think he'll be over physical harm.